Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, we're back. Another episode. I don't know what that noise was. Another episode of Getting Dug with Hi. And one of my two guests is here. It's Esther Koo, everybody. Return guest. We've got a new guest coming who has canceled on us twice and now today is running late. So there's some consistency there. I like that. I've been on his show, but I think I also canceled on him once. So it's a two-way street, the cancellations.
He's getting you back.
But he'll be here soon enough.
What a power move.
Yeah, I just wanted to start on time so that we could
start smoking. I want to wear sunglasses.
Do you have some?
Yeah.
Where are they?
They're in my purse.
Sorry.
You beat me to it.
Okay. No, I take mine off after a while anyway. I don't leave them on the whole show. I just like to start.
People want to see your eyes.
I like to start with them on and then, because you know, if I start with them off, then people, all they comment on is how, well, he's already high.
Right.
I'm trying to look like I'm not high for at least a second in my life.
But you are high.
I'm all right. I could do better.
You got high
this
morning.
And we're about to. Of course I got high this morning. We have a car service brings us here to do this show so that we can get fucked up before we even come here. That's Ngayo's weed. Let's show that to everybody. Our friend Ngayo on the show. Gave us some, this is a
that's
hybrid
his brand
that's,
of weed?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I met Ngayo.
Yeah, he's awesome.
In San Francisco.
Very good
guy. I was stalking Margaret Cho.
That's another person who's been on the program.
Yeah, she had a concert on the street to raise money for homeless shelters.
Yeah.
And he was there performing.
And getting high, right
getting
there on the street,
high.
I bet.
And he got me high.
Yeah, there you go.
So.
That's very cool. So his stuff is called, what's it called? Blueberry cookies.
How did he get his own brand of weed?
I guess anybody can if you just make a package.
That is so
and
cool.
Get a strain and throw your face on
it. I need to get my people on this.
Yeah, get your people on it.
Yeah. I need to get people first.
Yeah, get your people and then get them on it. So that's a hybrid that's mostly indica or indica dominant. So I haven't loaded any of the pipes with it yet. We'll see if other guest is excited about smoking some indica. Smells good?
Yeah. Blueberry cookies.
Oh, I should show this while we have a second. Here's my album, Promotional Tool. It's in iTunes and some stores now. SpecialThingRecords.com is where you can go if you have to have a physical copy. And there it is.
Awesome.
And, a new pipe on the table. That was given to me by a dude in Portland.
Oh,
yeah, you want to model that?
Oh my God, what a cool pipe.
Max Glass on Instagram if you want to see some of his other pipes.
It's like one of those slides at the water park.
It is. Oh, it's 19 after the hour. Max Glass, M-A-C-S Glass on Instagram.
Send me one.
To see his stuff. Yeah, send one to Esther, Max. And the sativa today is snozberry. Which sounds fun. It's a fun Willy Wonka word.
Ooh,
yeah, he used to walk a word on some weed. So you're gonna put a little indica right into that new pipe and try it?
Are we doing indica?
If you want to. Everything else is loaded with sativa, but we should smoke something because it's
all right,
20 minutes after the hour any second now.
We're breaking.
Our East Coast friends are celebrating.
We're popping a cherry 420. On this pipe.
Philadelphia, although everybody on the East Coast is there's like a massive rain and
time?
Stuff about to hit. So be careful, stay indoors and get high and be safe, I say.
Be safe, stay entertained.
Yeah, do
Ooh,
both of those things.
What a cool pipe, it's so like chubby.
It's
you know what I mean? It's like easy to grip.
It's fatty.
It's like a
fat pipe.
It's like a pipe for like old men pipe.
Thanks.
No, I mean, no, I didn't mean it like you, but like, you know, like without the colors and stuff, I like the design.
It's pretty, it's hefty. The guy gave me a nice case to carry it in because I was worried it would get all snapped up in my luggage. And our second guest is here. It's getting mic'd up. Very exciting.
I always wanted to carry a bong and a violin case through New York City.
Just you, the only one that knows there's a bong in there, though?
Right, so yeah. That I don't ever get stopped. But then I realized I don't get stopped anyway.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
So I could just carry a bong and a bong case. Because it'll be like, oh, that's probably a violin.
You haven't even gotten stopped and frisked by some lesbian cop?
No, TSA.
That seems like that would happen. Really?
Yeah.
Lesbian TSA?
I get pat down by them.
Oh.
Sometimes. Well, I don't know if they're lesbian. How do you know?
You don't know if they're enjoying it or not. They might be bored when they're
lesbians
touching you.
Lesbians can be more undercover than gay guys, don't you think?
It's true. Here he is, you guys. Be Real is finally on the show. So excited. Good to see you, buddy. You made it. Here, give him a little room here. You might want to smoke something real quick. This is all snozberry. Have you ever had snozberry before?
I haven't, but I like the fact that they're all pre-packed.
Well, we got to be ready for everybody.
Right, I like this has a window.
Yeah, you can look right through it, see what's going on.
Let me
on.
Clear it. What's up, Be Real?
Oh, hello.
Hello?
This is Esther.
Hello, Esther.
So you have sunglasses, too.
Yes.
Yep, sorry about that. We're all wearing sunglasses.
You're all so cool.
Except for you. Yeah. You can go grab your sunglasses during the break.
I wear my sunglasses at night.
Corey Hart.
Yeah, I bet you that's probably the only quote from Corey Hart's
probably,
career
yes.
that you've ever made.
This is true. You know, it was appropriate.
What's going on with Cypress Hill right now? Do you have a tour coming up?
We have a European tour coming up. Where, you know, usually we go out there for festival season in July and then sometimes in August and November. And play a number of festivals, and right now that's what's going on for us. We're currently trying to finish the next record for next year. Next year's our 25-year anniversary of Cypress Hill.
Whoa!
So
awesome.
We're trying to put out an album out on the 25 year and celebrate the first album. So.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Maybe some there'll be any like remixes on there, maybe.
It'll all be original.
Awesome.
It'll all be original stuff produced by DJ Muggs, who. You know, is our original producer. He didn't necessarily produce that much on the last album, but he's coming back to the fold to produce this album, and it's very, you know, different shit. It's definitely not what anything else is like right now musically. The production is totally different than what everybody
else. Do you have songs about weed?
Yeah, I would say, I would venture
to it
say
it probably that. Gets a mention.
It
right?
gets a couple
here,
of
here and there on a Cypress Hill
like,
album.
Like a song that's titled with weed? Like your...
Well, you know, we always manage to put one or two,
yeah.
You know? I think this particular album, we didn't focus so much on that. But there, you know, on every Cypress Hill album, there is a song, whether it's a mention or a song dedicated to it. But, you know, on my own, as Dr. Green Thumb, I've been putting out, you know, a countless amount of Get High songs, you know. I did two EPs with Burner, Burner out of the Bay, Burner 415. He's known for the Cookies brand and whatnot. So I did two EPs with him and all that was, you know, pretty much Get High music. And then I put out an album for free called The Prescription. Be Real, Dr. Green Thumb, and you know, all that was dedicated to Get High music. So, you know, with approaching to writing the Cypress Hill stuff, I just, you know, I kind of went a different place. I went wherever the music lent itself to go. And we got high the whole time.
Yeah, it was made on weed for sure.
Yeah, so even if it's not about weed, it was made on weed.
Right.
So.
Yeah. By and for
and it should be
smokers.
Enjoyed while consuming weed.
True that.
Yeah, if you can, but if you can enjoy it without the weed, good for you.
Either way.
Yeah.
You know,
job well done.
Weed just makes everything better.
Before I got high, I enjoyed, you know,
Music is very similar to weed to me in the sense that it can change your mood and usually for the better.
Change your perspective.
Instantly. Yeah. Right? Isn't it like instant?
Well, you know, you got to think about some music, and this is not all music, and this is probably relates to the older style of music. It's more based off, the musical notes are based off color and vibe. And these days it's more electronic, so you don't really get that feeling so much. But back then you did, and it gave you this feeling, you know? And whether it was, you know, the jovial feeling or a melancholy feeling or a depressive feeling, you know, all of it was different colors, you know?
Because sometimes you want to be depressed, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you want to listen to that Randy Newman song from Toy Story 2 and just cry all day.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
You know, they talk about emo bands, right? And all their music is very deep and emotional and, you know, stuff like that. And realistically, Pink Floyd was the first, you know, emo band. If you want to think about it, they made people feel shit through just the songs before they even took the tab of acid or dropped, you know, a cap of mushrooms or even
or they went to a planetarium light show.
Oh yeah, they did that too, yeah. I'm pretty sure you know Pink Floyd was high while they were doing their music or thinking about people getting high to their
music. Who wasn't high when doing music, you know?
Oh yeah. Well, there are some.
Yeah, they're out there.
They're out there, straight edge, and you can tell in their music because it's very
Or they, you know, it's easy to get into the wrong drugs, you know.
True.
Like, you know, Brian Wilson, who knows how much amazing music he would have come up with if he wasn't heavily sedated by people that thought they were doing him a favor.
Yeah. That was, what was that, that Dewey Cox movie kind of like clown, like they made fun of it a little bit, you know, because the Dewey Cox character goes into all these aspects of the greatest like guys that you ever heard of doing music.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He has his Bob Dylan phase. He had his Elvis phase. He had like all these different phases. And one of them was the Brian Wilson phase where he's dropping tabs and, you know, going crazy, coming
but
out.
I think we wouldn't have had all that music if he didn't do acid.
Some of it.
You know?
Some of it.
Jimi Hendrix.
It's maybe. Trippy.
Jimi Hendrix was another guy. I mean, his shit was on hold.
Yeah, I'm sure the Beatles did some pretty awesome stuff on acid. And yeah, it's happened, but
they just didn't abuse it.
Yeah,
maybe they should have abused it.
No, never abused it.
Or maybe just dabble.
Dabble, maybe.
They might have stayed together longer if they were
on
more drugs. But
because I was a fan of you know, Pink Floyd and the Beatles and Jim Morrison and the Doors and all that stuff. You know, Cypress Hill, we dabbled in a lot of that shit. We took acid, we took mushrooms, we, you know, did all that stuff, and we played on stage while we were peaking many times just to see what, like, our idols were feeling when they were there, you know what I mean? We weren't playing instruments, but I mean, fuck, man. It was a whole different experience. Now, I don't do that anymore.
Did you ever, like, crowd surf while you were, like, up,
I bet he did.
Yeah. number of things, you know, that happened while we were pretty fried out of our minds up there. But it was just a trip, you know, to see it all slow down. And I thought, man, they were doing twice the shit we were doing. I can't imagine, you know, what they were thinking and how they got through it. But, you know, somehow they did.
Yeah, people get through it, and then sometimes they don't. And, you know, I love to always talk about how, you know, of all the drugs, marijuana is the only one that's not killing any of us.
Exactly.
You know, and the whole notion of the gateway is just ridiculous because these people have addictive personalities, whether they try weed first or second or third, it has nothing to do with
it's no gateway.
Those other terrible things
that
people do to excess that kills them. They end up killing themselves and others.
Yes, the whole thing about it being a gateway drug is a myth, man. That's just an excuse they use to, you know, keep scrutinizing and keep it, you know, taboo in the realm of, you know, conservative voters and religious voters and stuff like that. Oh, you know, we can't have this because it leads to this and people lead to this and that. Your wrong ass choices lead to this and that.
And those same conservatives are going to legalize it because it's going to lead to them being more rich.
Exactly. And that's what you're seeing now. Like, you know, if you were in the state of Texas, this is the new oil, so to speak. In mm-hmm. many different ways, it is the new oil. But
yeah, and I mean, it's the new gold rush too, because yeah. everybody, you know, I mean, like my friend Ngayo has got his own weed, you know, everybody's doing their thing and getting involved. And so it's going to be like every year, there's going to be a million new weed companies in this country.
And to speak to that, you know, they just came out with the new Bob Marley strain. Bob Marley's been gone for how many years?
Yeah.
And they got a new Bob Marley strain.
I bet he'd smile though about it. Oh, he'd probably, I know the especially if the money's going to his family.
Yes, if the money's going to the family, that's great because that's where it should go. I mean, you know, that's Bob Marley's fucking name.
Yeah.
You know? But that just goes to show you that, you know, it's now it's so open that people are putting their name on products and branding out, you know. Some people that, you know, were closet smokers are now like, ah, I'm here.
It's still cool hard to get them here, though. Do you have trouble getting some people to come smoke with you in your car on the smoke out?
I mean,
because some people just don't want to lose that control.
In the beginning, people were like reluctant because they were, oh, well, how am I going to look? And then.
But then you came on the scene and opened the doors for everybody.
That didn't change it.
You were lucky to get him, man.
Yeah. Right? But you also, like, the people that know you would know that they're going to be comfortable with you. You're not going to sit there and ask them hard questions.
That's the thing. I try not to ask them too hard of a
question. See, I mess with people a little bit, so that worries them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I make them hold this lighter and tell me what they think of it.
A pink monkey face?
It's a monkey lighter. The flame comes out of his head, so be careful. Yeah.
Oh. Isn't that crazy? I thought it was a pencil sharpener.
Did you really? You've never seen the monkey? Oh, I didn't show you the monkey the last time.
Before he said it's a lighter. It's
not. You know, I thought it was a lighter of some sort. I just didn't figure out where it would light from.
What do you think of it, though? Like, if you had to describe it.
It's interesting.
Looks like a monkey whose head is lit
monkey.
On fire.
He looks what?
He's got huge ears. He's got like elephant ears.
Yeah, he does.
Right?
Yeah, it's also just, oh man. Like, it doesn't seem like it'd be a good kid's toy because it's too
heavy?
That's the word I was looking for.
It's too clunky.
There you go.
Oh my God.
We always need to do a test run, I think, before the show.
Have a good one.
But yeah, that's the hashtag heavy monkey. I just have to get the person to say heavy.
Ah, heavy monkey.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, that was a game. Did you know you were playing?
I did not know.
I just figured it out too.
Well, right before we played it, I said sometimes I fuck
really
with the guests.
I think we're really bad at this game.
Yeah. And then that reminded me to play that game. to fuck with you
that
guys.
That was a good lead-in, shit.
All right, are we doing another game
I gotta try
like
the
that?
New pipe. You know, you never know when a game's gonna happen on the show.
Games just happen.
They just happen. I'll just throw out a quiz all of a sudden.
It's a game of stones.
Yeah, I don't remember what's supposed to be going on half the time myself. But I do know that we have some interesting pot topics that we can talk about.
Pot topic!
Yeah. The Obama administration, they finally did it, and they're allowing privately funded medical marijuana research this country. I knew he was going to flip a lot of switches on his way out.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that was his plan all along.
I tried to tell people this, you know, like.
I tried to, too. You're like, fuck Obama.
Yes. And that's what I got, you know. Mm-hmm. But I thought, you know, he's probably going to flip it at the very end and say, okay, I'm cool with it being legal or do some sort of legislation where they cannot fuck with us for X amount of time. And by that time, everybody's already bought into it.
Yeah, all marijuana research had to go through a complicated, time-consuming, four-step process to just be allowed to exist.
And now some of those steps have been eliminated. I think he's going to do your show.
I don't think so.
I think your show is the first show he's going
to
do.
He's the type of guy you got to pay him to do, you know, to do the show. Like, you know,
it's going
to
cost.
Yes, Bill Clinton does all these appearances. I can't even imagine what the ticket is for that. Like, he gets paid to speak.
She said that because, you know, my friend podcasting colleague Marc Maron.
Yeah, Marc Maron.
Got
yeah.
to talk to Obama. Like Obama even went to his garage.
That was on the news the other night.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, they were talking about somehow the N-word came up and Obama said it. So that's what everybody's leaping on now.
Yeah, everybody
like,
jumped
Obama
on.
Said the N-word.
They didn't.
Like they talked for like 2 hours and that's what they get
all out of it.
It was surprising when he said the N-word.
You listened to it?
I listened to it, yeah.
How does he say it? Does he just call Mark that?
Oh my God!
Mark asked him some soup. Shut up, man.
No, he was just talking about race relations in this country, and
I gotta listen to
and
it.
And it came up.
But now people are teasing me like, when's Obama gonna come on one of your shows? Because he did Mark's show, but.
Because Mark was like, have you been in this neighborhood before? And Obama was like, yeah, I went to college here. That's when I started smoking.
Hmm. Nice.
Yeah, he didn't say weed, but he didn't have to.
He admitted it like early on.
Oh yeah, he's always been. Know?
Did you inhale? I thought that was what this was for.
Yeah.
You know, that was his answer.
Yeah, do I look like I do a lot of things incorrectly? Getting this far in life? Just what he's achieved is amazing. I don't agree with everything he's doing or done. And I certainly think he needs to do more on marijuana before he leaves, but he's still got another year.
Yeah.
And he's already pushed this thing through.
He's got a few months
of people doing research that shows some pretty cool stuff. And then it's really gonna.
He's gonna piss the conservatives off, but hey. You know, they're the ones who got us into the problems that we're in the first place.
I think when he's done with his term, they're gonna have a reality show. You know, they're gonna replace the Cosbys as like the wholesome black family
on
TV,
well,
you know?
Pretty much every family has surpassed the Cosbys at this point. He sort of ruined that. But we gotta go to a commercial break, you guys. We'll be right back. Canna Box is the first monthly membership box made for cannabis enthusiasts. Every month, a new box is shipped discreetly to your door, filled with cannabis-related items and accessories. It's like a magazine subscription, except instead of getting a boring magazine every month, you get an awesome box full of exclusive gear, accessories, and items not found anywhere else. Go to cannabox.com, and for less than $20 every month, you'll receive your own box of goodies. Canna Box is the best way to get the coolest marijuana products delivered right to your door. Go to cannabox.com and use the promo code Doug for 10% off. All right. Welcome back to God Declares Whore Hunting.
What is that?
That was from ABCD Jock. A long time ago, and I keep forgetting to do it, we were joking around all about all the different things GDWH could stand for. And so people just write them in.
GDWH.
Yeah, getting Doug with high.
Oh. Cool, let's think of one.
Yeah. 1,339 people are viewing this afternoon. What's that?
Getting dick while high?
Oh, shit.
I don't know if I like that one, but you know.
Getting drenched while high if you're smoking in the rain.
That one's for the ladies, I guess. What?
Getting drenched with while high?
Yeah, so you're doing a really lazy version of it where you're leaving some of the words what they already were.
Right.
The idea is to change all four of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're going to have to think on that for a bit. I'll ask a Twitter question while you're thinking about it from Logan Tingleberry. She's probably looking to changing that. Wants to know, we'll ask both of you this, who is the most interesting person you've ever smoked with?
That's a good question.
Mm. I know, that's a really good question. I'll try to think of an answer too, but I think it's gonna be at least one of you two sitting right here now.
Let's see. I thought...
who am I gonna be rude to? how about that? Who are the two most interesting? We just all pick each other.
Don't have to be so diplomatic.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I'm gonna...
present company excluded. Who's the most interesting?
I'm gonna say, probably Daryl Hannah. She surprised us one day and came to one of our Cypress Hill shows and smoked out with us and, you know, told us how big of a fan she was and then started breaking down music and just the world. It was the craziest conversation, but it all made sense. And she became a friend of ours and came to a couple of shows and stuff like that. Now, in terms of
who she was awesome in Splash.
She was awesome, very much. I would say yes.
And lots of other things. Kill Bill. Kill Bill.
She was, yeah, she was killing in Kill Bill. Mm-hmm. But you know, she was the most interesting because of the conversations we had with her. But the one that tripped me out the most was probably Bruce Willis. I was at a club somewhere with a couple of my friends.
I knew he got high.
Yeah.
That makes sense, right?
Sorry, Bruce, if I blew you up.
You can say that about anybody.
But
I knew that guy got high.
I was at the Troubadour. Well, there's a club above the Troubadour, and I can't remember what they used to call it, but it was a hip-hop club. Went up there, and you know, whatever club I go to, I'll blaze up and like, you know, like it's nothing, like it's normal.
What do you do if they come over and say, don't do that?
All right, and then I continue to do that.
That's so fucking badass.
What's the most amount of times an establishment has tried to get you to stop smoking in one night?
Once.
That's it?
Yeah.
My favorite is Sarah Silverman. When they come over here, she goes, sorry, and puts it away because she only needs one hit.
Yeah.
Like she's already done when they yell at her. So that's the whole exchange.
We'll keep it rolling. You know, we'll take our chances. I mean, what are they going
to
do?
I got to go to a club with you. I mean, I know that I won't fit in or anything, but I just want to watch that happen. Because yeah. No. I could never say to somebody like,
can he get like a name guys. Tag so they know he's with you?
Yeah.
I'll name drop him right there.
Be real.
No, but we were up in this club and we started sparking up and we knew the promoters and guys at the door, so they overlook it, you know. And Mark Wahlberg was there, but I didn't see who he had come with. And I knew Mark Wahlberg for a long time when he was doing music. And he came up to me, goes, hey, one of my guys wants to smoke out with you. Is that cool? I'm like, come on.
Hey, be real. One of my guys wants to smoke out with you.
Yeah.
Would that be okay?
That was pretty good. it was pretty fucking close.
That's just my impression of a friend of mine's impression of Mark Wahlberg.
Your friend's pretty good.
Yeah,
you're better. So. No, but
I'll tell you what's happening. It's the trees.
Yeah.
So let's cut to your friend's.
So I didn't know who his
impression to compare.
Yeah.
So I didn't know who these guys, who his friends were. I just like, yeah, cool, no problem. So George Clooney comes over and two other guys and Bruce Willis. George Clooney doesn't hit it. The two other guys hit it and Bruce Willis was hitting it and he realized he was standing above a light that was shining right in his face while he was hitting it because the ceilings up top on the second floor are kind of low. You can just touch it. He just unscrewed the light bulb and continued to hit the joint. It was the coolest shit ever, I see.
Oh, that's so cool.
You know what I mean?
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yippee-ki, motherfucker. That was the trippiest thing, because, you know, he didn't say, hey, my friend Bruce Willis wanted to come hit your joint.
Yeah.
He just said his friends, and then one of his friends turns out to be fucking Bruce Willis. And I had some of the most stickiest, ickiest, smelliest, strongest kush around at that time, OG kush. The early days when it was silver, you know what I mean? And
did he walk out of there that night? Did he hold his shit together?
He walked out, you know, with his eyes very closed or close to closed. He would have done right to have these glasses on or, you know, something like it. Because, it smelled up the whole club. I mean, it got his attention that he wanted to smoke it. So, you know, I know he got high. I mean, I was.
I love it. That's a great one. Cause I, you know, you never hear about Bruce Willis smoking.
No, he keeps his shit on the low, but that was the one
time. You just outed Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
I've outed him.
That's
before.
A good one. Like, now he has to come on the show.
Yeah. But if you're Bruce Willis, like somebody's gonna out you.
I think he don't give a shit anymore. You right. know, like he's not gonna go
it seems
do it out
pretty
in public.
Clear.
He's not gonna go do it out in public, I think, for people to scrutinize and shit, cause he's got daughters and all that stuff, but they're all grown-ups now. And I think—
Yeah, she's a prize winner, his daughter. She won the Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars, yeah.
Now Demi has to do it, cause she said if her daughter
he
won, she'd do it.
He probably smokes with his kids, you know what I mean?
But I gotta tell you, you know—
Probably.
Have you met dads like that, who like get their kids high?
Out of people mm-hmm. who've come out the weed closet, I gotta say, you know, I give props to Melissa Etheridge. You know, she came in our smoke box, and that's a hard place to be for a lot of people that don't smoke like we do. You know, we smoke a lot.
It was hard for me.
I mean, it's hard for me.
Holy shit.
And I'm in there.
Like if it was, you know, let's watch Doug sleep in B-Real's car, that would be more appropriate.
You're not the only one.
I could have got right into a nap when they said cut. Just go.
No, but.
Wake me up when we're in Vegas.
It's hard for everybody, right? And, well, not everybody, but it's hard for a lot of people. And you know, she took a chance on coming in, and this was her first time, you know, actually getting high in public in front of a camera and talking about it, why, what, you know, how she came to start to medicating. And you know, she told her story that, you know, she had cancer and, or she beat cancer, and that was one of the ways that she beat it. That was one of the ways that she medicated and take, instead of taking the over-counter shit that they were trying to provide her. Dave Crosby from Crosby, Stills and Nash advised her to go find, you know, flowers with more CBD in it.
Yeah.
And she went and got the CBD, and she went and got the stuff that gets you high so that she could balance it out. And she told that story, and that was the first time she had told that story in front of a camera, in front of anybody. And I thought that was tremendous. I thought that was brave of her because, I mean, she's like a fucking rock legend, you know?
Right, and a lot of girls look up to her.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
That reminds me, though, that.
Not most average fans are all smoking weed, probably.
Well, probably, yeah. But, you know, she's definitely an influential artist. And another person has been hugely influential. And we thought that maybe marijuana helped him to beat cancer. Is Tommy Chong is back fighting cancer again now for a second time, but he still, you know, seems very positive, and he's, you know, medicating a lot.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, you know, good luck to him.
He has throat cancer?
No, now it's what is it now? Is it colon? I think it's colon now, maybe. Yeah. Not lungs, of course, but something. But he's back fighting it again, and you know, we'll see how it works out. Hopefully marijuana will save the day, but at least it'll be keep him happier during the while fighting it. What's that?
Rectal cancer. He said, "I'm using cannabis like crazy now."
Using cannabis like crazy. That's why rectal exams are super important, even though they're
a pain in the ass.
So, yeah. but yeah, I didn't mean to go Dr. Doug on everybody.
They put
the
finger up your butt, right?
Yeah. Sometimes they get like 2 or 3 hands in there just to really make sure everything's cool.
Two, They're three like, hands?
Nurse,
like
nurse, can you lend a few fingers?
Sometimes you get like a whole medical school.
That's
class
why I have a lady doctor, because if someone's going to do that to me, it's got to be a lady. It's got to be a nice lady.
It should be, right?
Yeah.
But some guys probably like having a male doctor.
Maybe, yeah.
You know?
I don't know. That's for another show. What are you saying over there, Daniel?
I said for the embarrassing stuff. I'm playing along at home, sorry.
maybe we do have to get you a microphone. Let's do some more pot topics, because I forgot what I was even talking about. So it's easy to just look at this and move on.
That's the weed.
Yeah, exactly. It's really good today. And what's that you got going on there?
This is what did you roll up?
What did he slip into your hands during the break?
I know it's whatever.
Like in case our weed's not strong enough, like
it's from Wonder Brett. It's probably. I can't read that for him.
Strawberry bubblegum.
Strawberry bubblegum. Yeah.
All right.
It's on a funky filled tip. You know, I always smoke the joints on a funky filled tip. Got to do it. And it's all right. It's all right. But
yeah, and on your show, you and your guest each just sort of have your own. You just each light your own as you go, and you don't, none of the passing back and forth.
Here's the reason. You know, we used to do the passing back and forth, but you know, one, we got a lot of complaints. Like, you guys ain't smoking enough.
Right.
Right. So I'm like, okay, well, how do I
We've never heard
this?
That one.
Right? So I thought about it like this. Okay, people that buy cigars are expensive. A box of cigars are expensive. You never see these guys who buy the cigars passing their fucking cigars around.
Yeah.
One of our joints that we roll is double the amount of what that one cigar is. So we thought about it like, okay, yeah, I guess if we're doing it in an interview context, we shouldn't have the passing. We should have the guest have their own, me have my own, like we're smoking a cigar. you know? You wouldn't pass a cigar around. It's more refined when you're smoking it yourself. So we thought, okay, let's do that in the smoke
box. It's like we're smoking cigars and sitting inside the humidor.
Yeah.
Like a giant humidor.
In the humidor, yeah. That's what it should be
called. Because it really, the air just gets so thick with it.
Oh, yeah.
And like if your guest didn't smoke and you did, it'd be they wouldn't get quite as high, but they'd still, you know, feel like passing out after a while. Because it's really, like when I was a kid, my parents used to drive the car with the windows rolled up and they'd smoke cigarettes, you know? It was disgusting.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's crazy.
But today, as an adult, since I never actually took up smoking cigarettes, my lungs are, you know, pretty healthy.
Yeah, me neither. I never got into cigarettes. But, you know, that box, it does create the anxiety when you're smoking the joint to your head, and then, you know, the other joint is being burned out and all that smoke accumulates. There's no air going in and out of the car.
There's a club like that in Toronto.
It's a true box.
Where during comedy shows, they let the audience smoke, and it's not, the room's about this size.
Wow.
And no windows and like one door to another room. So I just like greened out at doing a show there because, you know, I'd like sit down. They brought me like a washcloth. And the whole time it was like, all I had to do was really step outside for a second.
Yeah.
That's all I needed was some fresh air. But I remembered the question, most interesting person you ever smoked with. Did you think of someone?
Okay, I have to say Joey Coco Diaz.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
She was guests with Joey the last time he was on the show. You should have him and her in
the smoke box.
In the smoke box.
Oh my God, he's crazy.
He would be great in the smoke box because he...
How big is the box?
If he had an oxygen tank that just was pure weed going into it, he would breathe it and he'd be fine.
He'd be the Darth Vapor.
Exactly. <Yeah.
laughs> Use the force, cocksuckers!
Yeah, he would be amazing. Was that your whole list?
And then I also have a friend of mine, Mark, who...
Oh, yeah, Mark.
Do you know Mark?
I don't know.
Oh. I thought you knew Mark. No, Mark is a rock climber.
Uh-huh.
No, he like scavenges for like, he's a miner, a crystal miner.
Okay.
You know?
I don't care how old he is. And he smokes a ton of weed, you're telling us?
Yeah.
And does dangerous rock climbing?
And does dangerous rock climbing.
That's intense.
And excavates.
It must make him more focused.
Quarries. Yeah.
It must.
He climbs like
in my case, I would fuck up.
Yeah, I'd fuck up. Whatever you feel comfortable doing, it enhances
that. Right, you don't forget the words to your songs. I can still tell jokes.
Right, he can climb rocks.
Fucking, if I was, yeah.
But if I tried to tell jokes while high.
You've told some good ones today.
Well.
You're killing it. They did a multi-year nationwide study that found that the introduction of state laws that allow use of medical marijuana, so all the places who've had medical for, you know, several years now, it does not lead to an increase in the use of pot among teens in those states.
Huh.
That's great news.
But this is according to teens answering the question, do you smoke pot?
No way.
So maybe they're a bunch of pot smoking liars.
Yes. We're counting on it.
But I'll take that. I'll still take that statistic. Sounds good.
I don't know. I never smoked pot when I was a teenager. So I don't know.
Me neither.
Well, you think about it like this, right? In Amsterdam, it's been there for so long. With restrictions, of course, but they make it available. And half of those kids that are from Holland, from Amsterdam, they don't even smoke. That shit.
No, they don't smoke
for
over
tourists
there.
And for the Germans that come over and want to get some weed and take it back to Germany. You know, they
you
see
could
more
live
of
a really
that.
Nice life in Denver being a non-pot smoker.
Yeah.
Everyone's gonna be chill. And you know, you might get a whiff of it every now and then, and marijuana doesn't smell bad.
It smells great.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. But you know what I mean? These people are like, when you get a hotel room call, you know, the room next door complained that they smelled marijuana. It's like, what?
I'm like, how dare you?
Oh, God, right?
Oh shit, they just called us. You have to take the flowers out of your room because the people next door told us they were smelling roses or something. You know, like, it's the dumbest thing.
It's potpourri, man.
We don't serve fruit in this hotel because it gives off this aroma some of the guests don't like.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. Some of these hotels, if they got smart, they would make so much money by making it smoke friendly.
I think they are headed that way. Well, there's places that are doing it.
In San Francisco, they do. And I think in Denver, there's a couple now. But
yeah.
I would say in all these states that have this legislation in place, the medical stuff and you know, the four places that are legal now, well, there's two, and the other two are becoming legal in Portland and in Alaska, you know, they should adjust, you know.
I think hotels much. Like where the windows are sealed up though, I think that becomes like a fire marshal situation. Yeah. And so they'd have to really renovate the hotel.
Yeah, it sets off the fucking detectors in there. Yeah, they, you know, the ones with the fucking windows and balconies.
I love them. I love them. I just look.
Smoke friendly, come on.
Hotels, if you have balconies listed on your website, do not keep that a secret.
Yeah.
And you know, like there's a couple hotels in Hollywood where they just have a little ashtray thingy so you can just like, you know, not make a big mess or anything, but just be out on your balcony,
or
have a little
build
smoke.
A rooftop.
Yeah, have a rooftop situation. But we gotta take a break. We'll be right back after this message.
Somewhere in California, this may all be happening right now.
Sweet home San Diego.
Film Signal and Doug Benson, the team that brought you the greatest movie ever rolled. Now bring you an adventure with very little adventure in it. Chronicon, a story of a boy, a plant, and a convention. It's a sprawling saga.
We gotta get out of the way of the train.
It's a spectacular spectacle.
Where in the world is Morgan Spurlock?
Morgan Spurlock!
I wanna find him, confront him.
Morgan!
It's an epic of weirdos.
Don't get so close to me, weirdo.
What?
In your mouth.
And weirder hoes.
Remember the fat man with the happy smoke?
This is a joke, I can smell it!
And aliens from all over the Earth.
Sexy! Hey, sexy over here, guys! Sexy!
Chronicon, episode 420. A new dope, 2 or 3 years in the making. And it's coming to your galaxy this summer.
Hey, we're back, and we all have sunglasses now. So much more comfortable that way.
So much better.
Yeah, yours have a bluish tint to them that go with your outfit, right? Or is that just, I thought I heard somebody saying that during the break.
No, it's,
Yeah.
Good job. That was a commercial, that was the trailer for my new movie, Chronicon, episode 420, A New Dope. It's available for pre-order now, iTunes, and it'll be on VOD on July 3rd, just in time for this year's Comic-Con. It's just a movie where I just go around a Comic-Con trying to get high with people in superhero costumes. But it's suspenseful because it's kind of a straight crowd.
Oh, right? They don't get high? Yeah. Wow.
Their drug is putting on a costume and
that's their euphoric.
Pretending to be a superhero
and poking each other with Q-tips.
I don't know about that part.
You never seen that?
People poking each other with Q-tips?
They're like, you know, like the anime role play.
Uses Q-tips?
I don't know. I just think of like Q-tips as Japanese and.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aren't they?
You'd know more than I would, I guess. 1,628 viewers are watching us live right now. And let's do the plugs first, and then I've got a treat for you guys. And also, feel free to hit anything else that hasn't been. Has everything been hit at this point?
Yeah,
we're killing it.
Did we do the bomb?
I took a hit out of it. You want to try it? It's rude to offer you the not greens, but what am I going to do?
Moving water creates good energy, right?
Moving water creates good energy. Well, we certainly need water. Where are we going to move when California runs out of water, you guys?
I don't know, but
where's your spot? Oh, you already live in Florida.
Everybody should decide that now, in case like you don't have somebody on your Facebook, and then like, what if it's like California starts floating into the ocean?
I wouldn't mind if it were an island.
And then you were like, oh, I forgot to Facebook that bartender that I really like. You know what I mean? And then you're just like, shit, where did that bartender go? Where am I gonna drink now?
This all sounds somewhat logical to me. Esther's gonna be at the Comedy Shoppy in, Is that really right? That's a place. There's a place called Pompton Plains.
Pompton. Yeah. Stop making fun of me. You're like, I've never even heard of this fucking city before.
Well, no, I just thought it was a typo or something. I've never heard of Pompton.
You ever heard of Pompton Plains?
I've not heard of Pompton Plains.
But that's going to be great. The people of Pompton Plains are going to be thrilled that you
Jersey
showed up.
It's in New Jersey somewhere.
Oh, Jersey, okay.
Yeah, New Jersey. And then you're going to be at the Hard Rock Cafe in Atlanta. What's Atlanta? That's where I got to hit your giant bong backstage at your show. That was one of the best things that ever happened to me.
Excalibur, yeah.
Yeah, on August 15th is when she's going to be in Atlanta, and then watch her on the Jack and Triumph show on Adult Swim. Right. Esther Koo, everybody. Smoking all the way through. And then we talked about some of this already, I think, but you got the smoke box, youtube.com/BeRealTV. And you've had you've had Method Man on. We want to get him over here. Dr. Dina, she's great.
Yeah.
She's she really has hooked me up on many occasions. So watch that, you guys. Lots of great guests. Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa, of course. And then the Dr. Green Thumb show is also on Be Real TV.
Yeah.
And you're working on a new Cypress Hill album and a new solo album.
Yeah, you know, I keep it moving. I keep working.
Yeah, me too. I love it. That's being the productive potheads.
Yes,
it's you know, proud to be that.
We're breaking the stereotype.
Productive potheads.
Yeah,
breaking the stereotypes. Yeah. Yes.
I'm at Philadelphia, the comedy club called Helium tomorrow night, and the guy that runs the club, we added a show because the first show sold out, but that's always tricky because then the second show might be super light.
Right.
And so he just sent me a text saying the second show has 46 sold, and it's a much bigger club than that. So it's gonna be a really nice intimate show for those people, or hopefully some more people will join us. And that's tomorrow night at 9:45. And I'm going to be at the Denver Comedy Works on Sunday, July 5th at 4:20. And the Irvine Improv on Tuesday, July 7th. DougLovesMovies.com for all my dates. We'll put where you can go for merchandise at the bottom of the screen now. And without any further ado, while I hit this, you guys, the two of you, are going to get to watch a magic trick.
A magic trick.
I've seen this before. It's game time. Yay.
All right. Hey, guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Low chair. All right, pick a card, any card, Esther. Memorize it, show it to B, show it to the camera over there. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, place it back here anytime you want. Right there, okay. Cast a shadow over the deck like that, and check this out. One card only, changes to the color of your dress. Five of diamonds.
Nice.
Not bad.
How'd you do that?
It's not quite over yet, put your hand out. All right, I'll take the card, place it right here, put your other hand on top, and B, tell me when to stop anytime you want.
Stop.
Okay, take a look at that card.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cast a shadow. All right, and the same thing happens. One card changes blue. Do you see a blue card? Yeah, there's only that one. Turn that card over.
Hey!
I didn't show that it's blue. It's blue even.
Nobody even touched me.
I want to know how he knew what color dress you were going to wear today. Are you in on this?
That was pretty good.
My weed fell out of the bowl and I walked over there and just took a hit of you know, hot lightning. That was cool.
It was even better because we were high.
Mm-hmm.
No, but that was good.
Magic's really fun when you're high. I've so far, most of my guests have enjoyed it. Thank you, Gabe. And thank you to my guests, Be Real and Esther Koo.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Follow them, do what they tell you to do. And our next show is a week from today, Tuesday, June 30th. And we're gonna put the time up as soon as we figure out what time of day it's gonna be. So we'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.